Chapter 1. It was a gusty afternoon in late autumn in the year 1792. In those days, the west coast of Wales was even wilder than it is today, and the mountains more rugged and uncultivated. A little girl, barefooted, ran out of a small cottage and crossed the plot of garden to the hen house. She had fed the chickens some time earlier, and had now come to shut them in their house for the night. Dusk was falling, and most of the hens had gone to roost, but one, of a perverse mood, still picked imaginary corn from the grass. "Now, Buffy," cried the little girl, "you know it's time to go to roost, and I'm in a hurry. Shoo!" With a squawk, Buffy scuttled round to the back of the hen house. "Did you ever see anything so obstinate?" exclaimed the little girl. "Very well, stay there." The hen, with a cackle, now rushed into the hen house as if pursued by some enemy, and she and her friends inside awoke the echoes with their cries.
We also disagreed about politics, more and more often. The fabric of our relationship started to rip. Miserably, he stared into the void beyond me.
Hades Palace, the Underworld. When Persephone awoke, late the following morning, she found Hades' arm about her securely. The wait, though unanticipated, was not unwelcome. She felt his breath brush against her hair and enjoyed its warmth. She felt him stir beside her. "Good day to you, Hades," she said, turning to face him and kissing him.
"And to you, Kari," he said, returning the salutation.
The goddess wrapped an arm over his naked waist and inquired, "Will you be returning to your rightful bedchamber from now on?"
"If you wish it, yes."
She nodded, declaring dramatically, "This I swear by the Styx, that you are most welcome to come lie with me."
"Those are binding words you utter, Kari. Do you not fear one day coming to regret them?"